زي بلا There is one thing I have not told. My love for thee is like rings of gold. Surround this ring that has no end. So is my love for you, my friend. One night while I was watching round for leave her, I offered her a wedding ring. Oh, how scornfully she refused it, saying every thought of venison sang. One night while I was rising around for to leave her, I thought I'd make her this reply. If you ever should have the mind to marry, I hope you'll trouble as well as I. Oh, now she's married to the Duke of the Norway, the drunkard and gambler of the town. And if you ever should pass that lonely mansion, you'd hear a lovely woman say, my husband don't in the least regard me, for he drinks and gambles night and day. Come, all young girls of a rambling nature, and never turn your first love away, for it's many of a bright and sunshiny morning has turned to a dark and a dismal day. And this other one is Sewing.
The name of that last song was Come All Young Ladies. Where'd you learn that song,
Mrs. Martin? I learned it when I was a kid at home.
Right down the end of that lane.
Where was that? Huh? Where?
Where Carson Hutterson lived, you know where he is?
Yeah.
Well, right,
huh? Oh, were you?
Yeah. Jack Hutterson, John Hutterson, right, my daddy.
Who taught you the song?
My daddy.
Oh, your daddy taught
you. My daddy was school teacher before he married my mother.
Oh.
And mother didn't want him to teach school, and he was a studying doctor books, great big old medical books, was going to make a doctor, and you know she refused. She wouldn't let him. And he bought that 8 acres over there. Carson's on there now. It belongs to Carson. We all sold our parts to Carson. And so.
What was your daddy's full name?
John.
Yeah,
people called him Jack, though. Ain't Betty Ball called him Jack? It's her brother.
Yeah.
You know Lockie Barnett's mother?
Yes,
John, that's...
Lockie Barnett's mother was my daddy's sister.
Well, now, where'd you learn the Pretty Golden Queen?
Well, I learned it at home.
Did your father teach you that?
Yeah, my mother, too.
My mother? Yeah. I see. And how about Black Jack Davy?
Well, I learned it then.
I see.
We
sing
used
Black
to sing
Black
Jack Davy.
Yeah, I'll play for you in a minute.
I learned that over there at home.
And where'd you learn Come All Young Girls?
Of a rambling nature?
Yeah.
Well, I learned it then too, but it's later, you know, after we learned them other songs.
Yeah. How about the wagon? Wait for the wagon and we'll all take
it. I never have got all of that. I've got it all but the last verse.
Where'd you learn that?
I learned it from my daddy.
I see. And how about Sanford Barnes?
Billy Barnes,
yeah.
Yeah. I learned it from my daddy. They've got that changed now like it used to be, you know. That's a great old long song, too. And the Pretty Girl Queen, I wrote you that one.
Yes, too. And let's see, there was another one, Barbary Allen. Did you learn that?
I learned that from my daddy. I've heard him sing it a many now.
Well, you learned just about all
of
them.
You see, I'm the oldest one of the family. And it was me and my sister Minnie and Daisy, Lucy and Julie, five girls. Well, there's Prior and Alfie and Newton Carson, four boys. Well, we listened to him sing at night and them least ones, you know, these songs, and we learned them from him. Yes, sir. Just from him sitting the rock in the little ones, see, sleep.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
You see, us girls were the oldest ones in the family. Except Julie, my baby sister. And she bought her a fine home at Haytide, Missouri. And she went to church and Sunday school one Sunday and helped him sing. Got back to her gate and she dropped dead. Heartbreak. But she had been to the Bible in the hospital, you know, before she went up there. And they told her that she ought not to stay by herself. And she didn't even get in the house now. You know, she lived there in Hayti in the town.
Yeah.
They seen her fall. They got down there, she's dead. Took her place. You know, houses close together in these towns.
Yeah.
Well, I hated to spare, but she's way younger than me. And I'm the oldest one. I'll be 83 on Halloween Day.
Will you?
Yeah. 83 years, I tell you, that's old age. Yes, well, I was born 1879.
Is that so?
Yes. And I've got some old necklaces made in 1800.
Have you?
Yes, I've been thinking I'd write and see what I can get out of them. I've got five old necklaces.